NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, everybody. We have a best of for you right now to listen to since it's Thanksgiving and we're taking the day off. And we hope you guys enjoy a nice feast and your families, and we love you and we're thankful for you. But first, Geico.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Hey, Friday Night Lights fans! It's Not Only Football, Friday Night Lights and Beyond is an episode-by-episode discussion of the hit TV series Friday Night Lights, hosted by yours truly, Scott Porter, who played Jason Street on the show, and my two wonderful co-hosts,
me, Zach Guilford, a.k.a. Matt Saracen,
and me, Mae Whitman, a.k.a. someone who wasn't on the show, but really, really loves it a lot.
We will also bring on some special guests, answer your questions, and tell you about what's going on in our lives today.
It's Not Only Football, Friday Night Lights and Beyond, coming soon wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose!
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the exit.
Hey, everybody! You're so fake.
Your hair looks wild.
Okay. I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
All right. So here's why I look like crapola.
I was going to say you look good. You look like a rock and roller.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you got Bob and the Monster.
And the wild hair.
With the wild hair.
Okay. Let me just tell you why my hair is wild. Because it's a reason
you will totally relate to. Oh, no. Let me guess.
Go ahead and guess.
Does it have something to do with water?
Yes.
Next door neighbors?
Yeah. No. Close, though. But
pool?
Same thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got talked into going in the pool.
Past the waist?
Yep.
Sucker.
Then didn't even get to take a shower because such is my life.
Right.
See, this is the whole problem with getting in the pool all the way through your hair.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to do all the damage control? When are you going to take a shower, use your clarifying shampoo, blow dry your hair, get ready? Like you know why? Because now you got to get all the kids home with their wet bathing suits. You got to unpack everyone's stuff. It's already late. Driving
towels
through Chipotle, getting everybody food. By the time we get home, it's 10 o'clock. Then I'm like, I got to answer all the emails because I was gone all day. I'm like, oh my God, I have to go to bed right now.
Yeah, ain't got
then
any.
I get up.
Wait, Bill Simmons.
I got to go to bed right now.
Delete.
Cartman or Bill Simmons.
See? You got it.
Then
yeah,
I wake up in the morning and I have to hit the ground running. even because I got to get the kids up, get breakfast, walk the dog, get home. And I'm like, oh, shit, I got to go to the podcast right now.
Right.
So shower ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
So this is me after having been swimming with suntan lotion all over myself yesterday. No shower.
But I say you look very good because, first of all, you're tan. Second of all, maybe you should not shower so often because your hair looks all thick.
No, I already don't shower that often.
I know, but just go with it. Anyway, your hair looks – I think your hair looks good.
Well, thank you.
You want to see a disaster?
Yes,
would you
please.
Like to see what it looks like when I don't? And this is after trying to tame it.
Okay. So you're like a little bit like me. I get you.
Yeah.
I get you, girl.
Yeah, I guess. It's – I was – You have no idea the last 24 hours.
Tell me everything.
So, well, where did you go last night, by the way?
Well,
if it wasn't the next door neighbors.
It's a longer story, so you tell yours first.
Okay. So, you know, Natalia's birthday once a year. She wants to go to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, you waited a while.
And I said to her this year, I said, we're not spending the night. We're not going to do all that. And then I said, we just go for the day. And so poor Cammy just went, who's a trooper. She just went like 2 days earlier with family or whatever. And her mom.
So this was a spur of the moment trip, or did she know she was going again?
Well, her mom and I have kind of been once in a while texting back and forth. When is she available? We're not available. She's busy. We're busy. It's so hard to get the same time, same whatever. So her mom says, how about on Sunday? This was on Thursday. And I was like, I guess. If it's not Sunday, it's not going to be until maybe after they start school.
Right.
All right. So anyway, I'm like, okay, let me just get it out of the way. Let's just get it out of the way. And the
best anybody part, that doesn't know what you're talking about, since we shorthand, you're talking about Disneyland.
Yeah. I said that, didn't I?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did she say Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I spaced out for a minute.
So So the other good part, though, is Jody says, she says, I'll go with you this year. Yeah, dude, I'll go with you. No problem. I miss those kids. I never see the kids.
She always thinks she's up for stuff.
She always thinks.
And then she always realizes she's in over her head.
Absolutely.
She's like, wait a minute, six playoff games?
Yeah, no.
Wait, I thought it was just a quick, aren't games 40 minutes? Right. Wait, how did it get to be an hour and a half?
Yeah, why are we here until 8:30?
Why are there so many timeouts?
I know.
Poor Jody.
So she's like, so this time it's just the two of them, Natalia and Cammy, and then me and Jody. So it's the four of us. We're going to go later so that we'll stay in the evening because you can watch the Fantasmic show.
Phantasm, yeah.
Yeah. Is it
I don't know. Yes, so, the light show?
There's two. There's the Wonderful World of Color, which is a light. Yeah, that's the water show.
That's racist.
So I don't know. I just say, okay, fine. Let's go later because it's hot.
Right.
It's 112 degrees.
Oh, geez.
At some point. So, no, it's in Vegas. It way over 100. I mean, you're standing in line. You're just dripping.
We're not staying over.
No.
You were sticking with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not staying over.
Because I thought at the beginning of the story I was going to find out that you got talked into staying over.
No. Did not spend the night. But the end of the night, ended with, we're not going to stay for Phantasma, but we're going to stay for the Wonderful World of Color show.
Which is still at like 9 o'clock.
Yes, at 9:30, I think. So the restaurant is right there on the water, so where they do the show. So then after the restaurant,
which restaurant? That New Orleans place?
No, it's the Ariel's Grotto.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
Doesn't – yeah. Like Ariel and Hugh Hefner, they both have grottos. So they give you four tickets. If you eat there, they give you the four tickets you can get, like, closer to see the show. So then we go. We are right up on there, up on the railing, and the show starts.
You're right up on it.
All that water is just spraying. And so you start to feel, it's kind of refreshing. You get that, like, mist spray. And then I'm thinking, there goes the bangs. But who cares? It's 10 o'clock at night. It's the end of the night, whatever. And then it keeps going. It's like first it starts out with Bambi and then it goes through the whole catalog. And now it's like the Lion King's got to have a big production. And it's like Jody's like, it's not over yet. When's it? Oh, we're starting to get a little wetter. At the very end, they do the grand finale.
Oh, no.
It's like you're standing in a torrential downpour.
Oh, no.
For literally like 8-9 seconds, which is pretty, drenched.
Right.
We were drenched.
It's like a water ride.
My phone, worse than the water ride. My phone was like short-circuiting. It got all wet. It was insane. I mean, head to toe. And Jody and I are looking at each other like, what just happened just now? We are soaked and wet, and now we got to walk. Poor little Cammy, who just got over pneumonia not that long ago, is wearing a tank top, shorts, and flip-flops, and she's drenched from head to toe. And I'm pulling out the backpack trying to find her jacket. So I pull my jacket out first. So I put it on her immediately. I wrap her up. Natalia's got her jacket. And then Jody and I are sitting here holding wet backpacks. And
by the way, I would not have thought to bring a jacket. So you're a better mom than I already in this story.
Only because
I would have been like, it's hot outside. What do you want a jacket for? Leave it in the car.
Yeah.
I'm not carrying that around all day when it's 100 degrees.
I know. Well,
and then cut to it would have been 60.
She was just there recently, and she says it can get chilly at night.
I would have been like, yeah. Chilly to you. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But it's going to be 78.
Yeah, I'm going rogue. So that's what I got roped into for the last 24 hours, and then woke up this morning with my period really bad.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Galen. And
I think I'd be used to it by now.
I know, right? It was just – oh, okay. But maybe I shouldn't talk about it.
Oh,
got
boy.
A little scoop, a little behind-the-scenes scoop on a diva celebrity.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you should say it. Who's going to listen? Was it happening in public, or is it just some gossip you heard?
No, it was the tour guide that we had.
Oh,
was telling me that. So we were asking him, like, tell us, you know, you got any stories?
Did he say don't tell anyone? Listen,
yeah,
if the tour guide told you though,
but he said don't tell anybody.
Yeah, but you think that he really just Gate told you?
No.
That's like his go-to story.
Yeah, but I don't think he thinks I'm going to get onto a microphone and tell him what I do for a living. Like,
right.
Tell it to a bunch of
anybody could have told.
There's a diva that was like just diva-ing it up, saying stuff like we're eating – they're like sitting down eating with their kids and they got a bunch of other kids with them. And she says, could you tell people – to the tour guide, could you tell people not to look at us? And he's like, so you really, really want me to tell people not? Yeah, it's kind of distracting and rude that they're just staring. So just can you just tell the people in the restaurant not to like just sit there and stare? Kind of like, so he does that rounded up thing move with his finger, like move it on, you know. But he's saying instead of that, he said, I could never say that to people. So I was going – I was just walking around checking on people going, how you like your food? How's everything going? If you need anything else, just let me know. And he's doing that thing with the finger. Meanwhile, he wants to give her the finger. But, like, yeah, he's like, I'm not doing that. And then at the end of the night, she said they ate dinner. And then she said they get to the bus. They took a bus, like a big tour bus, you know, luxury tour bus. And they're getting on the bus. And then she turns to him and she says, sweetie, Where's our food that we packed up? And he was like, first of all, he wasn't with them. He wasn't sitting and eating with them at dinner. He was, you know, not looking at him, not looking at them and making other people not look. And he's like, so he didn't know there was – so he's like, I'll go get it. He runs and he gets it. He runs back and it's not close. It's pretty far. It's like deep into the park.
Right.
And they're in the parking lot. And he runs.
Oh, my God. He has to go from the parking lot
back
all the way back into the park.
Disneyland. Not just
to go to the restaurant?
Go back to the
restaurant. Why didn't they go through a drive-thru?
I know.
They were just at – all the restaurants at Disneyland are kind of crappy anyway. It's not like – it's not gourmet food.
Right. So he runs back and they're gone. They didn't even wait for him. There was some other stuff too, which sweetie, very condescending. Like I make the, like they'll stand and like he took them like towards
was it,
one,
one. Was it
line.
A husband too?
No,
or just the mom?
It was just the mom and her friends. Yeah,
and her friends mm-hmm. and kids.
Uh huh. And she's like, "Who put
Can
us
say,
into this
was she
line?"
An actress or
and
musician?
He said, "I'm taking you on a tour." And she said, "Sweetie, I'll make the decisions." Actor, I can't. Actress.
Oh my God, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. I'll make the decisions.
Yeah, I'll make the decisions.
You know, famous people don't realize that. I think they just think that people aren't, that's not going to stay with them.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like they think that people aren't going to remember them as like, oh, that person's an asshole.
Right.
Like
and
they think,
by the way, don't no tip. You're kind of
I knew you were going to say that. Well, you know why? Because as a person who used to drive a limo,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking it's the richest people. Those people are always the ones that don't tip.
Wow.
They just
now Howard Stern's a big tipper, and he's one of the richest guys.
I mean, no. I mean, of the people that don't tip,
mm-hmm.
you'd be surprised. It's
right,
it's
right.
usually the people
that
I'm not saying that famous people never tip.
Right.
I'm just saying that. When I didn't get tipped,
mm-hmm.
it was usually the famous person. Regular people
mm-hmm.
People that didn't have money were always the ones that tipped. If I got lots of famous people were super generous.
Right, right.
But if I got stiffed usually by somebody that you're like, seriously,
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can afford to tip
right,
me.
Right, right. What the
that
fuck?
It's like an entitled, like I shouldn't
know.
Have to give money for extra.
I know. It's so disgusting.
Or they just sort of – everything's taken care of for them.
Right.
So they don't think about
– right,
like who went out of their way for them because they're so used to – well, everybody does
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Everybody waits on me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to give you money?
Oh, my God. And this poor kid was running circles for this girl. She was like, go get sweetie this, sweetie that, very condescending and – And I was like, well, how are the kids? And it's like, the kids were fine. The kids were great. But she was just a nightmare. Ugh. And then I said, so if you're thinking it's Mariah Carey, I said, what about Mariah Carey? And he said, sweet as pie.
That's because she's so crazy.
I know.
she probably has no idea what's going on. She's probably like, where are we? She's like, in the line because I'm your tour guide. She's like, oh, where are we?
When do
Disneyland.
I take a bath?
Great.
Oh, my God. There was a video that somebody posted of her on stage.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Were they picking her up like a wooden?
I think they're saying she was really drunk.
Is that what it was?
She seemed
very
drunk. That
could have been the show that we didn't go to. That's Natalia and I, me and Adam. That could have been. Because it must have been in Vegas.
She's in this video and she's got all these dancers around her and she's basically just not dancing, but they're dancing around her and
right.
she's like moving like a little bit like a robot,
uh-huh.
like just kind of shaking her hips really awkwardly. And then they kind of pick her up and she's like luggage.
They're picking her up
and she's just like,
like she's top
not
heavy.
Really balanced.
Yeah, she like tips over onto the guy, the dancer that's like waiting for her to fall on top of him.
Yeah. And then they kind of like put her back down and then she just kind of – and then the video ends.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you guys should Google that. It's
Google
hilarious.
Mariah Carey. Oh, here she is. Let's watch it together.
Oh, my God.
So she's wearing – it's just funny. So the dancers all bend over and the other two dancers pick her up.
And lay her
like
across.
Yes.
Like they're a
like
sofa.
Like she's just a big sack of
– right.
Like she's a dead body. And they try to lay her on top of the guy's backs and then she – oh, and then the guy tries to dip her.
Yeah, what's going on there?
And she's not dippable.
No.
She's just like, what's happening? Where? Huh? What are you doing? Why is my leg going up? And then she kind of bends backwards a tiny bit. And then she's like, no, that's not happening.
No, I'm not going backwards.
No, sweetie.
I'm going to be dropped.
Where am I? Put me back. What?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That could have been the show we were at. We missed.
She's probably a good tipper, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you want to know who we're talking about, I guess just message us. Like, we're not going to be that
right.
hard ass about it, right?
Right. I mean, I think you could maybe think who it is if you think real hard.
Yeah.
If you close your eyes and think of a diva. I mean, how many divas are there? One's dead, Whitney
right.
Houston.
It's not Bette Midler.
No, it's not Bette Midler.
Somebody with young kids.
Right.
Somebody with Young Kids.
Yes.
She's an actress. She does also sing.
Yeah.
And she dances.
And dance. Yeah. Yeah.
Trifecta.
She probably every once in a while gets confused with Mariah Carey.
Probably. And she's very judgy. Get it. Okay, there you go. Now, if you can't figure it out, don't. If you can't figure it out, then
remember when I wrote in my book about Justine Bateman? That was the person I
yes.
And it's so funny because I kept thinking like, ah, oh, she's gonna get mad. My book publishers. So I wrote about her right. in my limo story.
She was a bet. She didn't tip, right? Was she?
She tipped, but like. She
I forgot what
she
it,
made me stop at – okay, so when you drive a limo mm-hmm. in those days, it was like you drive people around in a town car. But it paid
unless
so horrible.
Driver.
It's 13 – you get paid $13 an hour.
Right.
There's a two-hour minimum
mm-hmm.
per ride.
Mm-hmm.
But the trick is – but you're only making $13 an hour plus tips. And here's the thing. You're parked at the airport for like 4 hours waiting for your next ride because there's a lot of limo drivers. And I wasn't high on the hierarchy,
mm-hmm.
so I'd right. have to wait around. I was like last to get given a client.
Right.
So you'd sit around and wait at the airport, and then you'd get a client. Okay, then the clock only starts ticking when they're in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say their flight comes in at, 2:20
mm-hmm.
p.m., well, so you have to get there obviously early.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 o'clock, you're like at the airport. You can't park and go. Well, no, you would sometimes, but you'd find them by baggage claim.
Okay.
Hold up a sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wouldn't. Okay. So anyway, it doesn't really matter. The point is it doesn't pay well.
Right.
Once they're out of the car, you're open for getting another client.
Right.
So hopefully you're hoping that you pick somebody up, get them home in 45 minutes, go back to the airport
So is that how it worked? Like you would go to the airport, then take them home, then come back to the airport and like they'll call you and tell you.
Yeah, I only lasted at this job for 6 weeks because it was terrible. Because 1 week I made like $96 for the week and worked like 12 hours a day.
That sucks.
Because you only get paid when somebody's in your car. And if they don't tip you, then you're really screwed.
Right. Of course.
Like, let's say you do 3 trips a day and they each tip you $20, which
mm-hmm.
sometimes the generous celebrities would give you $20.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be $60, which mm-hmm. would be great. But let's mm-hmm. say you only end up driving one person that tips you
right.
for $20. And then you've made 2 rides for $26.
See, that's...
But you worked like a 12-hour day.
Mm.
So – and then let's say you do that – well, the it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The point is
– Yeah, you
that
rely.
I drove – yes, that you rely on quickly picking people up and getting them to their destination.
Right.
You know, nobody ever just like works it for the full 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Justine Bateman did. She was just like, well, I picked her up and then – so I pick her up at the Burbank airport,
mm-hmm.
which – if you don't know the Burbank airport, it's very small.
Right.
So you can go right up to the gate on that
mm-hmm.
one. But it's
mm-hmm.
a little bit of a walk. You mm-hmm. walk all the way down this terminal. She's at the very end of the terminal. So it's a walk.
Mm-hmm.
She hands me stuff immediately that she had on the plane with her, like
mm-hmm.
carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
I think she just was like, I'm Justine Bateman, bitch. I can carry on like now, my skis. She'd been on a ski trip with like her sister or something.
Was she on television at this time? Or
I think
like
she was on
around.
It wasn't like Family Ties. I'm not that old, but it was like remember when she had that show about I want to say like Men Behaving Badly.
Men Behaving Badly. I worked for the producer of that show.
Okay, I feel like she was on that show.
Yeah,
or
she could have been
close to being done with that show or something,
right.
or just recently off that something.
Yeah,
so she. It was you know what it was. It was just the attitude. It was like she shoved some stuff. For me
you.
To carry.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Skis.
Didn't make really talk to me or make eye contact. Acted like I was completely the hired help, you know? Then when I was in the car, she was like, stop at Killer Shrimp. So I stopped at the place and then she and her sister went in. They just went in for like a long time.
But then they have to pay you, don't they?
No, because they get 2 hours. So I drove her from Burbank Airport. Then I sat in the parking lot and like read a book.
Oh, my God.
You know, for $13 and, for my $26 that I was making round trip. Yeah. And then I had been carrying a ton of her stuff. She didn't help at all. Mm. So I was like all piled down with all their luggage and their skis. And then when I got her to her house, she barely – she didn't even like say goodbye. And I think she gave me $10.
Oh,
which was
my
like
God.
Pretty cheap for the fact that she
– Oh, my God. What a
– And I think it was just the fact that there had been some celebrities that were so nice.
Yeah.
So she was bad. And also the worst, though, was and I know I've told you the story before. Lolita Davidovich.
No. You didn't tell me that one. I don't think so.
So but do you remember who she is?
Yeah, I do. But wait, did you talk about the Justine in your book?
Yeah, in It's Not Me, It's You.
And nothing? She didn't say
Yeah,
anything?
So the publisher, so I was like, well, can I just say who it is? And they're like, well, if it's a true story. I was like, oh, yeah, every word of this is pretty true. I mean, I had to remember it the way I remembered it.
Right,
it's
right.
subject to my memory, but I picked her up, and that's how much she tipped me, and that's where I took
you
her.
You went to fucking killer shrimp.
I was just really more talking about how bad the job
poisoning.
Was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hope you ate a bad shrimp. Bye.
Okay. So wait.
The thing about that story was that it was disappointing because Family Ties had been one of my very favorite shows. So the point of that story wasn't just to bitch about her. It was more like – don't meet your heroes.
Right.
Because I was just like, when I heard I was picking up Justine Bateman, of course, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Justine Bateman, Mallory.
Yeah, Mallory.
I'm picking up Mallory. Like, she lived in my home, basically. She was like my friend.
That sucks.
You know?
Yeah.
So when your friend, one of your best friends, I mean, Alex was a boy, Alex P. Keaton.
Right.
So he wasn't my best friend. She was like my best friend.
Right. Right.
He was an acquaintance.
Like you feel like, exactly.
He made me laugh, but he was like the brother.
Of up. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they, you know her, right?
I was She's so excited. I mean, I'd watched the show for years. It was a huge show for me when I was younger. Mm-hmm. So yes, when she was like, could not even really look at me, I was like,
that's
really.
Stinks. So then what about Lolita?
So Lolita Davidovich, I didn't care. It wasn't like I was disappointed. Mm-hmm. I was just more surprised at the level of diva, considering the fact that like nobody knows who you are, bitch.
I know.
She's from this movie. She was a bit of a hot star in those days.
In the 80s, right?
It was, but this was like, I mean, this was the 80s.
Uh-huh.
This was the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And she had been in a movie called Intersection with Richard Gere.
Mm-hmm.
She had had like a couple of big roles.
Right. And then she was gone.
Yes. But while she was hot, okay, so this is how it was. There were no cell phones in those days, but there were car phones. But it was kind of a big deal if you had a car phone.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, and they were
and it
big
was
and
super expensive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you used a car phone, oh boy, that was going to cost a lot of money.
Right.
So the
right.
car company only let A-list celebrities use the phone.
So you had a phone in your
– There was
your,
a phone in the
oh,
car.
Wow.
Not for me to use. It was for clients. Only A-level clients could make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were very strict about it. If you if somebody who was not cleared to use the phone used the phone, you were responsible for that.
I bet.
With my $13 an hour. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I pick up – they give me Lolita and I do kind of know who she – I know the name but I'm not like
–
I kind of knew who she was.
Yeah, that she was a celebrity. Or
she wasn't – A-list in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
She was an actress.
Right.
She was – a lot of these people were used – the car was like used by studios to pick people up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't – it was studios contracted them because a lot of studios have their own drivers if you're a big star. But – so anyway, I pick her up and she gets in the car and she's speaking with like a kind of a British accent, but it's like an affected – and I'm like, she's not British as far as I know. Like –
Right.
And, of course, later I'm, you know, Google that shit.
Yeah.
And, of course, she's not British
she's not.
At all.
No,
no, not at all. But she's speaking like this and she's saying oh. – so she gets on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, she makes me stop at like a store, which is lame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go use the gift shop at the airport. Like,
yeah,
you don't need
yeah.
to make me stop at what at a store for you.
Right,
you
right,
don't need to
right.
– I can't explain. I know I'm sounding picky, but – You
no, I,
at the time, it was like nobody did that.
Yeah.
People got in the car. You took them to their destination. They're not making you drive them all around.
Right.
Can you get off the freeway and stop at a blah, blah, blah? I wanted to get some gum or whatever the fuck she wanted.
Ugh.
Then she picks up the phone. And I was like, oh, fuck. I have to tell her she can't use the phone. You know?
Oh, my God.
And they know if they're cleared to use the phone. There's like
a thing.
It's on their little like itinerary.
Right,
like you can use the phone. You can't use the phone. So I have to say to her, like, excuse me, you know, like the phone is, you know, the phone is you can't use the phone. And she gets a look on her face like, I do what I want. Like she gives me a little she by charade, like, who gonna check me, boo? Right? And she just continues to make her phone call. Then she's talking to people in the most affected, crazy, actressy, what? Madonna. It's sort of British, but it's more just like I've affected a way of speaking that sounds a little clipped and British. But
yes.
And she calls her mother. Hello, mother. She's speaking to her. And I was like, who this bitch? Because at this point, I had driven a few celebrities who are all nice.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase drove him around.
Really?
Never met a nicer guy.
Like, he's an asshole.
I know. Couldn't have been more warm and funny and like, you know, probably high on painkillers. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
but so nice.
Yeah.
It's just when.
Was she by herself?
You know why? Because Chevy Chase already had the juice.
Right.
And like.
He ain't. Yeah. Who does he need to impress?
He didn't need to be an asshole to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
He's just like cool. Like
right.
joking around. Okay.
Right.
And huge tipper.
Right.
And this girl is like obviously newer to fame.
Right.
And like, I get to have an attitude.
Yes.
And then. Yeah.
I hate those people.
And then did not tip. Not a penny.
Wow.
And just was a biatch and completely ignored me when I told her she couldn't use the phone. And then I, of course, had to go to the bosses and go, well, she just ignored me. I told her she couldn't use the phone and I got in trouble for it.
Oh, my God.
And I was still mad about that.
If I were you, I would have, on my last day of work, I would have just been like driving around, crank calling people on the phone. Is your refrigerator running? Click. Screw you, company, and your phone. Bye.
Oh,
here's your car and your phone. Have a nice life.
It was one of those jobs that seemed like a really fun,
yeah.
different way to
In
make
theory.
A living. In theory.
On paper,
I was
it
like,
sounds great.
Drive around celebrities. Yes, please.
Yeah.
I've got a clean driving record.
Right.
I like to drive.
Right.
I was like, I'm going to get one of those hats like from Sex and the City, like a little Greek fisherman's cap.
Yeah.
Wear my little vest.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my
Did
God.
Did you wear one of
when
those
When they
hats?
Get a load of my cuteness, they're going to be over tipping left and right.
Right.
Not so much.
Aw.
I was mostly ignored. And also, I know we've talked about this because I had to use a Thomas guide.
Don't even get me started on those.
The job was super stressful, and people were not that nice.
Those Thomas guides. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I made almost no money.
Uh-huh.
So after, like, I think I might have lasted a month, maybe 6 weeks, but then I was like, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry. I drove Mike Gerstein, my first boyfriend, was the limo driver, and he drove all our friends in high school on their, like, prom night. So he drove Suzanne on her prom night, and I was his girlfriend at the time, and I was like, ooh, can I go with? And so I got, like, one of those – they were popular back then, those jackets that were the tail.
Yes.
Like those tuxedo jackets.
Yep.
So I wore that, and it's her prom, but I'm getting all dolled up with a drag jacket. And I'm like, I'm with Mike in the front seat. Like, where am I going? I don't know.
That's like a John
but
Hughes
then I was
movie.
So bored out of my head. I know. It is like a John Hughes.
Right.
Totally.
But until you realize, oh, you're
right.
just – parked on a curb eating Tic Tacs.
Oh, my God. I was like, so bored. I was like, bye, Mike. I'm getting out of here. Take me to the closest payphone so I can go call my other friend to come pick me up. Like, I was so bored. It was just not – it was like, this is – yeah, in theory, it sounds great. But when you're in it, it's like, this is sucks.
Yeah, terrible.
Was that the worst job you had?
It probably was, except for I got so many stories from it. But
yeah.
I've had so many horrible, like, waiting tables jobs.
Yeah.
No, and then I had some terrible temp jobs.
Mm.
Like, terrible. Like, where people are just so rude.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly my worst jobs were waiting table jobs.
Yeah. I was too scared to wait tables. I was always afraid I was going to drop stuff. I know, right? Hey, let's talk about Nutrafol.
I love Nutrafol.
Yep. I'm telling you, I've been on Nutrafol since pretty much we started doing ads for them. And I get them in the mail every month, and I take them like clockwork, and I definitely notice a difference. My hair has stopped shedding. My hair is thicker. I've noticed new growth in the front. I'm telling you, I got Auntie Wendy on it.
I have started using it myself. And I have noticed the difference too. This is the first thing you notice is the shedding stops.
Yes.
That you don't, your drain in your shower isn't full of hair. And it is so easy. I love it. And they offer two targeted formulas for women that are clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding, through all the stages of life. So you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code FCOL to save $15 off your first month subscription. That's their best offer anywhere, and it's only available for U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code FCOL.
So
what was your worst job?
Let's see. Oh, Madonna. I mean, I would, to be honest with you, I didn't like going on auditions. So I kind of looked at that as a job, even though it wasn't. And it was just like, I hated it since I was a kid all the way until, like, I was in high school and I started to drive. And then I was like, why am I going out of my way to pick jobs that will be flexible and let me go on auditions? When I don't even want to go on auditions. So why am I doing this? So I stopped. The first job I had, I got fired because it was the only –
the Coors Light girl job?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I got fired from Coors Light.
Leave it to me to remind you of other places that fired you. No, Lynette, other people didn't like you too.
Right. I'm not the only one that got fired out of this duo. I forgot about that.
Oh, no, what'd you get fired
from? I was drunk. And by the way, to my defense, I was drinking Budweiser out of a Coors Light cup.
Right.
So, and by the way, it's my night off.
Right.
I went to traffic school. And then I went to the bar that I got discovered at when these guys gave me their card and go, you want to be a Bud Light girl? I'm like, sure. Okay. That was the best paying job. $100 a gig.
That's great.
I know. I was over the moon. So I was so bummed. I even called them like a week later. Are you sure that I can't come back? Like, they were like, no. We're very strict on that. My brother was dating a girl who had her own store, her own accessory store on Ventura Boulevard in Studio City on Sherman Way.
Oh, I remember this story. Mm-hmm. You had to hand out the flyers.
I was handing flyers out. And like 2 weeks into the job, my friends all come by to visit me. And they're like, come on, are you hungry? Let's go to Fat Burger. Because Fat Burger was right up the street. And I was like –
was this Ventura Boulevard, Sherman Oaks?
Yeah. It was at Van Nuys in Ventura.
Oh, yeah. I love that Fat Burger.
Mm. Yeah, the Fat Burger's still there, right?
Yeah. Still there.
Yeah. The accessory store. I'm trying to think of the name of
it. It's actually Beverly – it's Beverly Glen, but very close.
No. It was Van Nuys and Ventura. Yeah. Yeah. I know which Fat Burger you're thinking of, but I don't think it's there anymore.
Okay.
Well, maybe. I don't know. What's at Van Nuys anyway?
Van Nuys and Ventura Boulevard is a Hamburger Hamlet.
It's
like another. It's just a couple blocks.
Yeah,
down.
I walked down. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yeah. So they said, "Let's go to Fat Burger and eat." And I was like, "I can't really do that. I'm 2 hours into my new job. I can't go eat." I'm trying to think. The name will come. She checks on me too. By the way, it's not like she just sends me off.
Right.
You know, and she would go sell, like get them. She had an accessory store. So she'd give me like bangles to wear, like bracelets.
Right.
And like, you like my bracelets? Hey, girls, you like my bracelets? You get five for $12 over at what's it called at the whatever. And anyway, so I decided to go and I went and I sat down to eat and I was starving. And I took the flyers, a stack of flyers, and I turned it over and I put ketchup on it because I wanted to dip my And I look up, I'm putting my ketchup, I'm like, I'm not eating. Everybody's like, you got a fork, you got this. Can you give me a napkin? And I look up and it's her. And I was like, oh, like just stone cold,
so busted,
like moated big time. And she's like, taking an early break? And I was like, my friends, they came and they decided to take me to lunch. So I figured I would just work through my lunch hour and still meeting lunch early. I didn't know why.
Right.
And she's like, Yeah, okay, so don't come back tomorrow. And that was that. And I was like, fine.
Did you get paid for time
served? My brother's going to break up with you anyway. No, she was like, she let me stay for like another week. And then she
said. Oh, she did?
She said, yeah, I'm going to have to give you your notice because I can't. I have to be able to trust you, and now I can't trust you. I can't – I'm paying – and now that I look at it, I mean, I don't blame the poor woman. Like, you know, you hire the 16-year-old or I don't know how and you got it. She's like, I got to watch every penny. I'm on a budget. I just opened, and
right.
I need to make sure that you're doing your job. So
right.
I don't know. I can't – I don't know. I don't know you that well, so now I think that you might just be – and also – I remember I did take a nap in a hallway. So I was so tired and sleepy. Like after a while, I was
those
standing
burgers,
there.
Man, that's like a lot of lunch, you know?
Like you get you're gonna get you tired. Eat, you get tired. I was like in an office building area, and I just went in. I was like, I gotta lay down, just close my eyes for a few minutes because I was so sleepy. And it just, I wasn't on drugs. I didn't drink. Nothing. I was just like tired and bored and hot. And
right.
I wanted to go lay down in some air conditioning. And I've this office building, I walked past it a million times. And I never saw anybody in there. And I walked in, turned the corner, laid down, put my sweat jacket down as a pillow.
Oh, no. Did you get busted?
No, but she, yeah, I know, but. She should have fired me because I wasn't, you know, I was taking a nap while I should be out there passing out.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a lot of those kind of jobs.
I wonder if our kids
I've gotten fired quite a few times myself. I got fired from working at Burger King, my very first job,
mm-hmm.
for having a bad attitude. Then I got fired from working at Bob's Big Boy.
But see, I think that's easy to get. Yeah, I could see getting – if I was a waitress, well, I would have been fired a lot.
Yeah, but a lot of people worked hard. I wasn't really fired for being so much as a bad waitress as for mouthing off or, you know, not enjoying when people called me stupid or left me a bad tip.
Really? Like you don't enjoy it?
I know. A lot of people find that relaxing. I get fired up. No, but I always thought that I knew better than everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought I knew better than the managers.
Yeah.
Even at, like, you know, 16.
Yeah.
I was like, why are these people telling me what to do?
Right.
Like, clearly, you know, there you don't need this many people working the shit. Like,
yeah.
And also, like, first of all, I either always had too many tables or not enough tables. Like, I was never happy.
Yeah.
And I was happy to voice my concerns.
Right, right.
And probably not in a diplomatic, like,
right.
Yeah. I was just always the person that there was a problem.
Yeah. See, I would have been – we would have been horrible because you would have been mouthing off. I would have been like slacking off, taking a nap, going to have fat burger and then not getting the change right. I would have never been able to
so
do that.
So I was able to do that.
And I was
but
scared to do that.
Due to my ability to do that, I thought I was a lot better than other people. So I was like, well, I should probably be doing everybody's change.
Right.
Because none of these people know what's happening.
Yeah. Why
and
aren't
then
I manager? I should be manager of the shift.
I mean, I was always just like, why is this person manager?
Right.
I had no like – I had no like forest for the trees.
Yeah.
Like it was all trees. Like whatever was happening in that moment was like, this is terrible and this is the rest of my life. Like I can't work here for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to go like, okay, there's – you know, just do this for now, make your money, and then see what happens in the future. I was – and I remember going to therapy eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Should have started earlier. But, you know, and the therapist – because I would continue to have this
day.
Problem.
Right.
And the therapist would be like, you don't have boundaries. Like I would always – if anybody else was complaining,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, my God, totally. We should go to the manager and talk to them about it. So if somebody – even if I wasn't unhappy that day but somebody
nice
else was, then
movement.
I was unhappy for them, right?
Right?
And then I was like, well, why aren't you sticking up for yourself?
Yes.
We need to go talk to somebody about this.
Yeah,
and then I'd be the one in trouble.
Right.
And that person would be like, nah, I'm cool. Like, don't – that's
– don't put it on me.
Yeah.
Don't talk.
And then I'd be like, but you are the one – this. No, this is not right.
Right.
Like you should – you need to cut that waiter. He's been here since this morning and
yeah. – Yeah.
It's
I not, know.
You
I
can't
know.
Can't get
I
through
know.
Life
no.
with that.
But I had that same feeling It's kind of like when we were married, like when we were talking about when we're married early into our marriage, how we would be like, if we got into a fight, we'd be like, all right, so he wants to break up with me, then
right.
this is my life. Now
right.
I'm going to get a divorce.
Yes.
You know, it's like that. Like, we couldn't see the bigger picture.
Right.
Is everybody like that at a young age, or was it just us?
I think some people are more like rule followers mm-hmm. and less fight or flight. I think it comes mm-hmm. from our childhood. Mm-hmm. I think when yeah. you have chaos in your childhood
yeah.
and a lack of consistency, which you had and I had, mm-hmm. I think you tend to think that everything is nothing stable.
Right.
So you're always trying to think of your like contingency. And you're always with jobs and with relationships, mm-hmm. it's always like, I'm fine on my own.
Yeah.
Like, I always think I had deep down inside this attitude, like, I could get fired any moment anyway.
Right.
So
I'm making a crank call on that phone.
Yeah. So who cares?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're not going to keep me anyway.
Right.
So I'll break up with you before you break up with
right.
me. So then I would
right.
either act up. Like, I didn't trust
yeah.
people. And it sounds like you had a little trust issues
yeah.
too with bosses
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah. yeah.
Although later, like we talked about a couple shows ago, you were able to really rein that in at when you had corporate jobs.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because I liked
right.
it. And it was something I enjoyed and I didn't want to get cut. I didn't want to get fired. Like, this is like compared to passing out flyers and getting fired as a Bud Light girl or whatever. Like, this is a dream, you know. But I was older, see. I think when
right.
you were younger, we were still chaotic, our
right.
own selves. So, but –
yeah, I was definitely able to change that when I started – when I got, like, my first TV job.
Right. Because
I still sometimes had the impulse, but I was able – I even had this job, and the guy, the boss, was such an asshole, like mm-hmm. a crazy asshole. And every day I wanted to just be like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked the job, and I felt so grateful –
yeah.
to have a real job and be
yeah.
getting paid to write, that I had to just go, you know what? I got to suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do not want – I'm petrified of getting fired.
Right.
I want to keep my job. I have to keep my mouth shut. And I was in therapy at the time. And the therapist, who was a terrible therapist, was
really?
Like, well, you should stick up for yourself.
Oh, no.
You should.
She's doing what
and I was
doing.
Like, no, I shouldn't. No. And mm-hmm. then I would come in like the next week and she'd be like, did you stick up for yourself? And I go, no, I did not. And guess what? I still have a job.
Yeah.
And you know what? Eventually things kind of turned around at that job and
mm-hmm.
the asshole boss aimed his assholeness at somebody else.
Right.
And I was like
yeah.
suddenly kind of the favored child.
Right.
So I was
and
so glad
like,
that
look
I didn't.
At me.
Yeah, I'm like, I hope that guy's therapist isn't telling him to stick up for himself.
Right. You're like the kid, you know, like when your kid's getting, like, you get, you know, you get one kid in trouble and the other one's going, I'm not being a bad
yeah.
kid. I'm listening to you, right, mommy?
Yeah.
See? You're doing the same thing.
And like, you're like, you shut up too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you ever get hit on or, wait, did we talk about, didn't you, like, get hit on? When didn't like some boss like with
at my cocktail waitressing job, the one
yeah.
I was going to sue for sexual harassment.
Yeah. What happened? What happened to
that
lawsuit?
Went and saw a lawyer.
Right.
Well, the guy was like just a, you know,
yeah,
it was a sports bar.
Oh,
one of those fly by night sports
yeah.
bar. The guy apparently was given money. He was like a frat guy
mm-hmm.
whose parents bought him this bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like the owner.
Ugh.
And he just was a horrible alcoholic coke addict.
Oh, God.
And he was just abusive to all the women that worked there. But because I'm Norma Rae,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, no,
mm-hmm.
we are not putting up with this, ladies.
Right.
Did he call you at 3 a.m? Well, me too. We're going to get a lawyer. We're going to class action suit this bitch.
Right.
We're going to own that bar.
Yeah.
Well, and the lawyer was like, yeah, you guys have a case. Like, this
yeah.
is terrible. But then they kind of looked into it and they're like, well, it's his parents' money.
Mm.
He doesn't have any money.
Mm.
Like, somehow it just seemed like a lot of negativity
yeah.
for over a long period of time. And I was
right.
like, oh, never mind.
Yeah. I'm on to something else.
I got to sleep in.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wake up at what time for a conference call? That's all right. How many years of litigation? No. No thanks.
Ladies, you take it from here. Let me know when you get some money.
As like, I got you guys started.
Yeah, I got started. What do you want me to do,
little
everything?
Ducks?
Yeah. Jeez. You want me to wipe your ass for you, too? Jeez.
Go make some money.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. God. So,
wow. Time flied.
Time did fly today.
Flied. Yeah.
Time flied.
Time
so
flied.
I've got a new segment for us.
Yeah, what?
I think I should save it at this point.
Yeah, for Friday.
For Friday's show.
Okay, I have no idea. I'm on pins and needles.
I was doing some research for something, and I came upon something funny. Mm-hmm. I'll tease it for you.
Okay.
And I saw this once before, but it is just hilarious to me. People's internet opinions about books.
Oh, uh-huh.
Even beloved children's books, mm-hmm. there are some people that are just going to be vehemently opposed and give it a one-star review.
Uh-huh.
So I found some one-star reviews on like the most innocent, fun
right,
books.
Right.
And just found some crazies.
Really?
So I cut and pasted.
So you're going to read it?
I'm going to read you some angry one-star reviews on some books that really don't deserve it.
Really? Should we guess like what book it is that you're reading about?
Oh, that'll be fun. Okay, let's do that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know all the book. Like, you got to hopefully bank on that I know the book.
Oh, you will. You'll know all these books. There's only a couple that I pulled. Okay, so we'll do that next week.
Okay.
You guys, this was a good
show.
Probably a little better than you all deserved. Just kidding. Thanks, Kaylin.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Thank you.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.